Accession number 31446, Mr. Dennis Vision, Reel 7. Now, we're talking about your time on HMS Birmingham out in the Far East. Was this a happy ship? I mean, tell us a bit about your shipmates.
Oh, yeah, they were great. We used to get... we got together quite a lot, you know. You went ashore. I did mate up with someone from a different mess. It was a couple from Liverpool. And we got on really well together. Even if going out for a drink and things like that, we did. Mind you, I lost touch with him, but because I got sent home for demob. So while we were in, we'd left.
Hang on, stick to the ratings. So did you make many good pals?
Over the course of it is one chap I'm still in contact with. He still phones me, and he finished up as my best man. I was his best man, so we joined the Phoebe together in '48. So I've known him now for 60 years.
But I mean, on the Birmingham.
Birmingham, no. I did go out once before we left to go to Far East with a chap who came from Dagenham. But other than that, because I came home, I didn't come home with a ship. I got sort of snatched off very quickly to come home.
Tell me about this dysentery outbreak. Did you get it? What happened?
No, I don't really. But there was a lot of talk about us going to Australia for a trip. And then all of a sudden they said, you can't go because this one, that.
But it was on the ship,
On the ship, yeah. So I don't know how.
But not in your mess.
No. I don't know how it came about or anything. But it's, but it's one of those things. What you haven't had, you don't miss. So we didn't go.
Anything else about your time on the Birmingham? Just, stories.
In Birmingham, stories. It was. I've never worn a white suit so often. So a pet photo was someone standing there with a packet of Persil in their hand and in a white suit and have their photo taken. And I've got a little photo of that of a friend of mine, not one. We went to Singapore and I was in, we went into barracks there because the ship was in dock again. And, just tidy up and checking things out. I acquired a monkey, Tommy. He's quite. So I used to have him with me. If we played football out there, you had to have beaters. Because we were playing, and all of a sudden, hang on, everyone would get off the pitch, there's a cobra suddenly appeared. So they had to get the Malay chaps in, after whether they killed them or whatever they'd done with them. But we had to be very careful of things like that. I mean, we didn't have a clue what we were looking at. Out there, you get a decent bottle of beer, Tiger, that was. You had we couldn't get in the Raffles Club or anything like that. But they also had a place in Singapore, we used to get a lot of boxing, and we had one chap on board who was very good, and he used to go up there to earn an extra few bob boxing. Obviously had to get permission from the skipper and all that sort of thing to do it, but he was quite useful. He came from up Newcastle way, I think, but he was good. And it was from there that they told me I was coming home.
Now, why were you coming home?
Demob. I was due out in May 54.
So you were you were taken off the ship's company?
Yeah. And so I came home on board the Ocean, the aircraft carrier, as a passenger. So I had no duties on there whatsoever. So what what two of us did was volunteered to help in the galley. So we used to help prepare the food, you know, chop up the cabbages and peel the spuds and all that sort of thing for a couple of hours a day. Other than that, you could go up on deck on the carrier. The only time I ever went on a carrier, actually, and that was coming home from Singapore to England.
And you got back, and
when I went back, I went to Chatham. Now you said Pembroke.
Were you there long? Looks like you're there from November to May, but often it's leave, and you know.
Yeah, I had all my leave to come. I did on leave in. No, before I left Far East, I did get me medals issued, me career medals, which was the two medals, and I also got a gratuity for war service, which was £17. As I think you'll see it on. And so I got 17 quid for being involved in a war for about 18 months.
Now, so what happened when you got back? What were you doing at HMS?
Pembroke, nothing. You just do general. I think I might have gone to the torpedo school again.
Well, tell us about your demobilisation, and that's May 54.
Yeah, well, then that was from Chatham. I was demobilised.
And what happens when you're demobilised? What's the procedure?
Well, you have to go around all the different departments and get your leaving sheet stamped, even to the Padre and the library or whatever. They'll make sure you've got nothing belonging to the Navy. They take everything off you. You don't keep your, I couldn't keep your pay book. You couldn't keep your hammock. But you could keep obviously you kept your uniform because you paid for it. But hammock and pay book, you had to return. So, but it's that was it. And then from there, I mean, so once I'm out the gate, obviously I've got demob leave, so I've got X amount of time before my time actually finished, and I was then on reserve.
Now, what did that mean? Well, I mean, but did it mean anything to you?
Yeah, reserve at the time was a shilling a day, and they could call you up any time. And I did get one call to go to Vernon for, I can't remember now, if it was for a week or a fortnight, for a polish up on my torpedoes knowledge.
Was that it though?
Eh?
Was that it in all the...
Yeah, that was it.
And so not much of a commitment then?
No. And then they said I'm no longer wanted, surplus to requirements, and took me off reserve after about 2 years, I think. But to go and get your demob suit, I had to go to Woking. And you walk in this whacking great warehouse, and you've got to pick out something of everything. So you have a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, a suit. Oh, well, I've got a double-breasted suit. A shirt, tie, trilby. Never wore a hat in Civvy Street in my life, but I got a trilby and it finished up. My father had my suit. I used to use the trilby for when I was decorating. and the rest of it, yeah, I think the only thing that I used consistently were the shoes. And then that was it. I didn't.
Now, what were you going to do? You're out of the Navy. It's been your career. You'd been unemployed briefly before. I mean, you had when the servicemen came back. Yeah. So what were you going to do?
Didn't have a clue. Then my sister worked for Plessis, big firm in Ilford, who made televisions and things like that. And so I went to work there in the store, and so I was a storeman, And I used to have to sort out all the wires and cables and that they were going to use for a run. If it was ever going to make 100 television sets, I had to supply them with a wire cut into certain lengths for those 100 television sets. And, you know, general things like that. And then I stayed there for about a year. And then I changed and went to Plessy's again, but it was their machine shop. And I became a capstan operator, which was piecework. Because at that time I started courting and thinking of getting married, you want a few bob in your pocket and that sort of thing, so you're thinking money wise. So I went there as capstan operating piecework, and then I got a chance to go to a builder's merchants, Stallman again. But I was dealing with all plumbers fittings, all the pipes and bends and elbows. I stuck that for a little while, not all that long. I was a bit restless after coming out. I wasn't in any of these jobs all that long. And then I heard that the Bank of England, the printing works, were going to move from Old Street to Debden, which is quite near here. So, once again, I wasn't married at the time. And so I applied for a job at the printing works, because one of the drawers was they loaned you the money to buy a house at a low interest rate. So I got in, about 56, I think it was. I went to the bank, and I had a better medical to join the bank than I had for joining the Navy. I had to go to the head office at Threadneedle Street in front of the doctor, and he really went over me. And then they sent for me, and I started work at the printing works in Old Street. And we were there till the new building at Debden was
completed. What were you doing? What was your job?
I was just doing general
printing.
No printing. No, yeah, that was a tradesman's job. I was doing general clean up, carry this, do that. And then I went to the Debden just prior to it opening to help get things straight. And I was doing general work there for a while. And then you had different gangs, but none of them were really tradesmen. They knew what they were doing, but they'd never. So I got put on the decorating, painters gang. So I was going around painting offices and things like that. And then after that, there was a vacancy came up in the storeroom, the maintenance store. So I'll have a try at that. So I went in there, and I was in there for about 10 years, and then they brought in work study, so everything went on time and motion. And the union chap said to me, "How do you feel about being a rep for the union on the work study?" So I thought, well, I'll have a go at it, try anything. So you had to sit a maths test and various other little bits and pieces, and they said I was okay, and I went on it. So I was then going around with a stopwatch with people from the shop floor and was telling them paint a wall or sweep a room, clean a toilet, or yeah, and putting all the times out and working out a time for them to do it to earn a bonus. And I had that for 10 years, about 10 years, I think. I did that.
Now that's probably as far as we go, because you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, are you a member of any naval associations or HMS Boone or HMS Phoebe?
No.
Why not?
The only association I belong to now is the Korean veterans.
Well, tell me about that. So that's the British Korean War Veterans Association. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, that started off with a chap I knew. He came here one day and he said, whose medals are they? So I said, mine. So he said, well, I've got them as well. He was in the army out there. And he said, do you belong to the... So I said, no, never heard of it. So he said, I'll get you an application form. So anyway, I filled it in. And so it's about 5 years, 5-6 years now, I might have belonged to that. And
what does it do? Why is it important to you?
Well, it keeps you in contact with what used to happen. There's a lot of names on the list. In actual fact, I found out last week that one of the names on there I've worked with at the printing works. He was in the army, but I didn't have a clue he'd been out there. Probably didn't have a clue that I'd been out there. Although he'd seen my name on the members list, it didn't ring a bell. It's like with him, it's didn't mean anything to me. I mean, O'Leary could be anyone, you know. So, but it's but now, I get the magazine. I've sent Barry in a couple of photos.
That's the secretary, Barry Summerfield.
You know, from out there, what happened out there, and that was it. The subs are ridiculous. 10 quid for the year, and they're sending you magazines, Morning Calm, and everything else. They organise a Christmas dinner, and I've been to a couple of them. I mean, last couple of years, last year I couldn't go because of my health condition, and I don't think I'll be able to go again. But they're really well organised. There's what was it? We go to the Red House. Now, apparently, that's the only pub in the area that can seat over 100 people in a restaurant.
You enjoy the functions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't go to the annual general meetings or things like that. But generally, it's quite, you know. If you want, you can phone him up and ask him for this or that, or ask him questions, and he's very helpful.
That's Barry again.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the only organisation I belong to.
Thank you very much.